from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take it out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I still talk to him every day. He in meetings, we still chop it up, and not even about the things that's going on, but just like brother talk, you know. Regardless of whatever happens, you know, it's still my guy. I love him to death. You know what? He here, he there, whatever. You know, man, like I just said, like, business is business, and like just going out there, and like I can only control the things that I can control. And so I just go out there and do the best I can at my job.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. That's Deebo Samuel yesterday after practice, discussing his boy, Brandon Ayuk, as the holdout continues, or the hold-in continues. As of now, he's still a member of the San Francisco 49ers. He's not a Pittsburgh Steeler. Although we ran the breaking news report yesterday, he is still a member of the 49ers. Talks are ongoing. But that's Deebo Samuel. And look, business as usual for this football team. They've got to do what they got to do here as we get ready for a preseason game. Saturday, the preseason opener against the Tennessee Titans. We'll have a postgame show right after the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Shout out to our friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it. Because if you don't, you will be flush. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Good morning, everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift. What is happening to everybody out there? All the overnight dancers, all the people in traffic, carpenters, janitors, bus drivers, train operators, you name it. Even the homeless people. Good morning to you guys as well. Well, hopefully you had a good night's sleep. What up, Shasky?
It's all anyone wants to talk about everywhere I go. Brandon Ayuk, what's going on? And obviously, you know, when a player does what he's doing, most fans are like, I just want that guy. Like, I want him to play for us, yeah. You know? And I think people are, A, exhausted, B, frustrated, and C, want a resolution that somehow ends up with not losing him. At least for this year.
Yeah.
And it just feels to me like we're in this big circle of who has leverage, who doesn't have leverage, who's going to play, who's not going to play, who's offered what. It's all over the place. I mean, from New England coming out and saying some reports $28.5 million, some saying it could have been worth up to $32.5 million per year. Who knows?
Yeah.
But once I think that the Niners allowed him to negotiate outside of the building, mm-hmm. I think it was really difficult to be able to put this genie back in the bottle. And so, you know, their business tactic on this one, timeline-wise, their business tactic on understanding how the player, or at least having a feel for how the player was going to respond or how the agent was going to respond, a lot of it feels off in this one. And the Niners, I'm sure, are regretting lots of different things throughout this process.
At this point, look, I'm looking at Ricky Pearsall. He's having trouble staying on the field. Juwan Jennings having a hell of a camp. We'll see about Chris Conley. You had a caller yesterday say, Chris Conley, Vontae, what? Well, he was breaking the huddle at times as a starting extra wide receiver. At this point, I would play hardball with Brandon Ayuk because I understand both sides of the equation. And you're right about the timeline. This is bad business to wait until this point of the season, training camp, to move your starting X wide receiver who had a special year. And, you know, I hear people say, you know, he's the fourth option on the football team. Well, he could be your number one option next year because we don't know what the hell the future holds for Debo Samuel and George Kittle. Christian McCaffrey's dealing with a calf. He may be your number one option next year in a passing game. I would play hardball. I cannot allow Brandon Ayuk at this point to play for anybody but my team. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. And look, you may make the player disgruntled, but you got to do what you got to do. And you got to call his bluff. Are you really going to sit out a year of football? Are you really going to sit out a year of NFL football and forfeit? And then all of a sudden, you got your contract. You're not going to be a free agent next year. You're going to have to play 4-14.
Well, we've seen one player do that in the last decade, and that was Le'Veon Bell. And he's never admitted since happening, like, it wasn't A, the greatest financially because he did miss, I think, $17 million that year. But also, he just lost a year of football, and he lost the feel a little to a degree. Yep. And you only get 7-8 years of the good players, yep, 7 or 8 years of your prime, and you don't want to risk that. There's so much on the line, and I know that Ayuk has a lot for him, professionally, personally, individually. The Niners have so much on the line in terms of, like, this window. Yeah. The window is now. You know, Purdy's only going to get more expensive. The roster's only going to get older. It's going to get more expensive or younger, right? And you're looking around the league, and the Warriors are the first team that can admit this. Yep. Like, everybody who's young is going to be then hitting their prime. As you're an older team, you will be coming out of your prime. And the beauty of what the Patriots did was they defied that by constantly turning the roster over. Yeah. Well, we can already tell, like, hey, maybe Pearsall develops one day into a very good player. Sure feels like a lot to put on his plate now on a win-now situation. Yeah. Like, I think that's asking a lot.
That is asking a lot. Matt Barrels joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Matt Barrels has been good. A lot of good beat writers on this situation, man. Not over-reporting, just kind of giving us the nuts and bolts and keeping us afloat on what's going on here. Matt Barrels asked if it's most likely Ayuk stays as a Niner.
Let me phrase it this way. I think that's still the outcome that the 49ers want. It's up to Brandon Ayuk to decide whether he wants that or not. I mean, I don't know what the trade package is that Pittsburgh is offering right now, but I do know that the 49ers prefer to have a wide receiver as part of that trade package. And you look up and down the Steelers roster, and there are not a lot of desirable wide receivers. This is why the Steelers would be interested in this scenario. There is reason for the 49ers to say no to this. But, you know, another reason is to keep Brandon Ayuk. I mean, if Washington and Pittsburgh are the two places that he wants to go, and Washington's not interested in the contract, and Pittsburgh doesn't have the ammunition to work out a deal, the 49ers are basically telling Brandon Ayuk, okay, it's time to go to your third option, which presumably is the 49ers.
So I'm with Matt there. You want a receiver back. You're not getting George Pickens. Why would the Steelers trade George Pickens, a guy they invested in, a young man out of Georgia who's coming along? And look, he had a lot of bad quarterbacks, a terrible offense coordinator, went over 1,000 yards. They're trying to pair Brandon Ayuk with George Pickens. So when you look at their roster, their wide receivers, you got to, you know, you want to get a playmaker back. I get where the Niners are coming from. Maybe they're asking for a King's ransom. Maybe they're asking for a couple first-round picks. But I could see this playing out like the Jimmy Garoppolo situation where he's on the little baby field throwing 5-yard passes, and they're looking for top-flight compensation. They're looking for top-of-the-line compensation, first-round picks, whatever the case may be. And no teams budged. They said, you're either going to have to cut him, and we'll sign him as a free agent, or you just hold on to him. And what ended up happening? They ended up restructuring Jimmy Garoppolo, and he ended up being on the football team. This may go that direction where the 49ers are saying, Pittsburgh, you can't give us what we want. We're not going to budge on what we want for Brandon Ayuk and second team all pro. So therefore, we're going to just sit here and say, you know what? No deal. We're not trading this guy.
But then the part that I'm flabbergasted that, well, we need a receiver back in return. There are 35 wide receivers drafted in 2024. 35, and you took two.
Yeah.
You took two. So if you, again, if you had foresight and you understood, look, I'm going to bring up a saying that I have. It's called KYP. When you're on the field or out in life, KYP is important. Know your personnel. All right. So let's say you're the shortstop, ball's hitting the gap, and I know that you don't have the greatest arm. I better go out there a little farther than I normally would to receive that cut. Know your personnel. Conversely, if you're, let's just say, Dante Culpepper, and we were talking about him beforehand, and I know you've got a rocket arm, and I'm going to dial up some plays to kind of showcase that arm. I know your personnel. In this situation, you have to have a feeling as a team. How is Brandon Ayuk going to react with his camp if these negotiations don't go well? You have to know the player. Yep. You have to have a good feel for what he's going to do. And we could argue about the amount of money. Some guys can react well to that. Trent Williams, just out of sight, out of mind. Yep. He's kind of a cool cucumber.
By the way, Trent Williams, real quick. I'm not playing Brock Purdy until Trent Williams shows up to camp.
That's right.
I can't have Brock Purdy play behind some of these left tackles. I can't risk that.
Hey, look. As so players are fighting all over playing, the league.
Trent's not playing. Brock, you're not playing either.
But like, I'm not saying that you have to predict how someone's going to act. Because there's Antonio Brown types out there that just go off. They just go crazy, right? And it just stuff happens, whatever. But you got to have a good feel for how Ayuk's going to act. Yep. And especially considering he's been in the building for 4 years. This isn't a guy that you just drafted or, you know, like you do have to have a feel for this. And look, timeline, they botched this. Financially, they've botched this. Asset valuation in terms of when and how to move off someone, they've botched this. Allowing him to start negotiating with everyone. Yep. Well, now you put all the eggs in his basket. Yep. And so New England might have the best offer. New England might give him the most money. Yep. He doesn't want to go to New England.
Yep.
So you're limiting the amount of teams that are out in play for you to get the best haul back.
There's no doubt.
And I go back to the Buckner deal. And it sucked. And I didn't love the deal. Whatever. But it happened so quick and so fast that I think it was the only way it was going to work. You ripped the Band-Aid off. In this situation, you are really, you're tempting fate here. You're tempting your locker room. You're playing with people's, you know, moving forward, how they're going to perceive you in negotiations. So I go back to KYP. Know your personnel. And they've kind of botched that.
No, they have botched it. They have botched it the whole way. And he came out and said that he wanted to deal shortly after the Super Bowl. And how can you not, like, just having a feel for the league.
Exactly.
A feel for the league, knowing that, boy, all these receivers are up. Damn, Amon-Ra St. Brown may get paid. Damn, Nico Collins may get paid in Houston. Wow, A.J. Brown may get re-up. Whoa, Devontae Smith. Whoa, Tyreek Hill. Whoa, Jalen Waddle. There's all these wide receivers. I can't even name them all that got all these monsters extensions. And the Niners waited and waited and waited. It was like, uh-oh. And Brandon Ayuk saying, well, the value's going up and up and up. And his agent knows what's going on. And his agent is doing a good job saying that, hey, we're going to stand firm here and we're going to get this done. Now, with Brandon Ayuk, you say, know your personnel. And this is what I want to know. And we may never get the answer when it comes to Brandon Ayuk. He was in the doghouse his second year, and he wasn't pleased. And he, you know, obviously Trent Sherfield started that first game against Detroit. He didn't really come on, you know, midway through the year. He's played against Arizona. But I wonder if Brandon Ayuk has never quite gotten over being in the doghouse. Because I don't know where his relationship is with Kyle Shanahan. How's that relationship with Kyle? We know Debo's really cool with Kyle Shanahan. We know Kittle's really cool with Kyle Shanahan. Brock and Shanahan have a good rapport. Obviously, McCaffrey has Shanahan at his wedding, and they've known each other for many, many years because Kyle used to babysit him. But where's the relationship with Brandon Ayuk and Kyle Shanahan? What got me thinking about that, Shasky, about whether or not Brandon Ayuk has got, because maybe he's held on to it saying, oh, you guys have had me in the doghouse? Wait until I ball out and it's contract time.
Well,
I'm not going to forget what you guys did to me my second year.
Well, you heard Debo as we came in, like, it's a business, it's a business. I think it is a business, but I think it's very personal for a lot of these guys. And I get it.
It is personal. Are you committed to it was personal?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, That's more, honestly, in this modern day, that's more believable than all these guys saying it's a business and I just act like a robot. Right. Most of you don't. And that's okay. I don't expect you to. In fact, yep. I want you to take it. You don't think Brady took it personal for 25 years that he was drafted in the sixth round?
Absolutely.
I mean, my God, he's still ticked off. How about Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan sitting at his Hall of Fame induction speech, mad at players that dissed him, coaches that cut him.
I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown can name every wide receiver drafted before him. Draymond Green could name every player drafted before him.
So, like, to me, like, I love, like, and I've this year more than ever, I've heard more it's a business. It's not. Yes, it's a business, but it's simultaneously deeply personal. You know why? Because it's your career.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? And I get that. So your point about Shanahan and Ayuk is actually a great one, because you're taking, like, does Ayuk feel X, Y, and Z? Because I keep going back to Shanahan, and I'm saying to myself, I don't know how Shanahan views Ayuk. I don't know how Shanahan envisions him moving forward. I don't understand what he sees in terms of the value he's bringing to the table. Why hasn't he stepped in?
Well, Matt Barrows brought this up yesterday after Michael Silver wrote an article about Shanahan being annoyed that he's been at practice, but he's not practicing because he's healthy, and he's watching his receivers drop like flies here, especially his rookies, and Jacob Cowie and Ricky Pearsall. Matt Barrows was asked about the Ayuk situation and whether or not, or what's annoying Kyle Shanahan about the Ayuk situation?
There were a couple instances where Brandon Ayuk is out there. He's watching from the sideline. And John Lynch kind of walks over and either kind of takes him to the spot where John watches practice. Or in one instance, I watched this, he kind of takes him all the way back into the team headquarters. So, I mean, I guess that could be a sense that they'd rather have him out of sight when he's around. The other part of it is that there's this ridiculous notion that he arrived with a neck and a back issue, and that's why he's not practicing, not because of any contract. That's officially why he's not practicing. So maybe that's what's annoying Shanahan, that if you're here, if you're healthy, if we're dealing with all sorts of real injuries at wide receiver, and they are, you know, you ought to be back out here. You're under contract. You should be practicing with your team.
So that's, I mean, you know, but Shanahan can't be mad about that, because Shanahan's been in this league forever. He's been in this league for a long, long time. He understands what's going on with the player and the agent and what's going on with the contract stuff. He knows that. And Shanahan admitted, it's like, hey, who was it that Shanahan said, Shanahan Lynch, you're at a podium, maybe it was last year or whatnot, forget who it was, but they were saying, yeah, if I was him, I wouldn't get on the field either. Maybe it'd been Nick Bosa. Maybe been Nick Bosa saying, yeah, he's smart, he can't get on the field. Yeah. So what's the difference with Brandon Ayuk? I'm not saying both players are the same, and it's not the same situation.
Yeah.
I understand what Nick Bosa means to this football team and who he is in this league, and I understand where Brandon Ayuk's status is with this football team. But when you look at the contract situation, a year left on the deal, you don't want to play on that last year, the rookie deal. You don't want, but you want to come to camp. You want to play for the 49ers. Bosa held out, stayed away, came 3 days before the Pittsburgh Steelers game, and they mentioned it. Yeah, if I was Bosa, I wouldn't step on the field. So why is Shanahan, is it because he's a former wide receiver and he thinks that, you know, maybe he didn't get a shot at Texas? I have no idea. But Shanahan, all of a sudden you're annoyed that Ayuk's not practicing?
I don't.
At least he's there.
I don't get it.
Bosa was in Florida, out of sight, out of mind. Trent Williams right now is in East Texas, out of sight, out of mind.
What about him saying that John Lynch, like, didn't want him on the field? Like, so when I was there with Debo was holding in. He had a giant chain.
Yeah.
He was standing. There's two fields. They're next to each other. Imagine two fields right next to each other for those that have never been to practice. He was in the middle of the two fields, kind of dancing around, and then he'd be on the far wall, if you're the end zone sides, if you will, where no one's allowed to kind of stand except player personnel, and that's where John Lynch will stand from time to time, which is kind of the area that I'm in my mind envisioning where they're saying he's standing. Debo was in that area, but he was allowed on the field, and he was bouncing around, he was talking with everybody. And it was always like these murmurs. I think it was only 4 or 5 days, like where he was holding in. Hey, they're going to get a deal done, blah, blah, blah. This one where they're taking him off the field, there's just some weirdness here. And like I was listening to Mayoko on his podcast yesterday.
Yeah, 49ers Talk podcast.
Yeah, thank you. With Jennifer Lee Chan. And he even said it. And you and I kind of talked about this day one. He's like, you know, I've been coming to a lot of camps. There's just not the same energy this year. Something's a little off. And I'm like, damn, like Mayoko doesn't just say that.
Yeah, he doesn't say that.
And he said, Debo's run a few people over. It was something like that. But you know, there's just, and he didn't use the word juice, but I know what he was thinking. Because right. I said to B, there's just not that same juice. I know it's day one and something feels off. And I'm not blaming, I think it's a variety of things. Yep. I don't think it's just one thing. But like, all of this stuff is mounting up and it's just.
Well I think the exhaustion of losing that Super Bowl, I think these players, and let's pick it up on the other side, because I got a thought on that. I got a thought on that as well, because there, I've been hearing the same thing about camp, and you said it day one, and I thought maybe it's just the fans not being at camp. Maybe day one, shirts and skins, we know what time it is, but I want to pick that up on the other side, and that'd be brought to you by Save Mart Lucky California.
The savings road trip game of Monopoly at Lucky. This week, collect bonus game tickets when you buy select sizes and varieties of Doritos, Fritos, Ruffles, Sun Chips, or Miss Vickies. Now, buy two, get two free. No purchase necessary. See store for official rules. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.
Bonte here to tell you about my friends at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. You know what? I'm going there Saturday at noon. My guy, Matthew Dew, graduated from middle school, said, Bonte, I needed to take you out to lunch for coming in. So I got a little special surprise for him. But we will be at Jack's on Saturday, and I can't wait because they're serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week in the Bay Area. I have no idea what I'm going to get. They have an extensive menu with great food from Greek classics to burgers, salads, sandwiches, nachos, wings, and much, much more. What do I do? What do I eat? You can count on Jack's for an omelet, a coffee bar before work, and a cocktail or a beer after you clock out. It's also a great place to watch a Giants, Warriors, and Niners game, so you want to go there and do that. They got locations all over the Bay Area as well. All over the Bay. Pleasant Hill, San Mateo, San Jose, Newark, and of course, my favorite spot, right down the street from the crib, and Baby Chandler's favorite spot too, right in San Bruno. And guess what? They're opening up a cantina. How cool is that? Yeah, that's right. Created by three brothers, John, Chris, and David. Jack's is an all-day, any-day kind of place that makes great food and always makes you feel welcome and part of Jack's family. It's just what they do. Come down today or visit ilovejack.com for delivery or pickup.
You want to get this done so you have a resolution one way or the other?
I mean, you want resolution for sure for him and the team, but at the end of the day, there's nothing, you know, nervous energy. There's none of that going on. You know, it's business as usual. We understand the situation, and we'll let them kind of handle that from there.
Now, back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky.
It was Fred Warner yesterday. Fred Warner speaking. He's got a little foot issue there. I doubt he plays week one, in the preseason game against the Tennessee Titans. He said it was minor. I'm not going to freak out about Fred Warner yet. We're still a month out from the season.
You hear feet, you start thinking of Willis and the turf toe, and no, like it's not great. Look, he's been an Iron Man, you know. So, given all the other injuries on this roster currently, like I understand, hey, it's only August, and that's totally fair. It's just not good. It's not ideal.
I mean, you know, injuries happen in football, Shasky.
There's no doubt.
But look, River Island's guest line, and by the way, Nahegan and I went to Lathrop yesterday. They got some houses in Lathrop that are just, oh my God. I wanted to stay.
Yeah?
I mean.
You didn't FaceTime the lady, did you?
Oh, I sent her videos.
Uh-oh.
I sent her videos. She was like, what are they doing, giving you a free house? It's like, yeah, I wish it worked like
giving
that.
Giving you a free house.
I wish it worked like that.
I love you, Anna.
I'll keep you from Lathrop with a free house. Who wouldn't? Are you kidding me?
I would definitely think about it.
I would think about it, too. But the River Islands baseball field, oh, my God, Shasky. That facility, I'm not even kidding you. The pictures on the website doesn't do it justice.
Okay, yeah, because I saw it on the website about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I mean, I've been down to San Jose for single-A baseball games.
Yeah, and, SJ Muni.
Yeah. I mean, it blows it away.
Wow.
I mean, it's not even close.
Wow.
And this is for travel ball. Yeah. This is for the high school team's going to play there. Minor leagues can play there. It's 325 down each line, 380 to center. They got a nice little grass area in left field. The dugout, Shasky.
Sick.
Oh, my God.
Did you take videos of it?
Oh, yeah. Nahegan had the camera out.
Yeah, I want to see him.
He had it all out. Dude, it was next level.
Here's the bigger question I have for you about the Lathrop trip. Music or talking the whole way or sports talk the whole way? Or did Nahegan just talk your ear off? Who drove? Whose car were you in?
Nahegan drove.
He can drove.
How's he as a driver?
Oh, he's pretty good. I didn't worry about anything.
Really?
He was a great driver. Great driver. East Coast drivers, Midwest drivers, tend to be a little good because they're aggressive. So they tend to be good drivers. We listened to sports talk for about 20 minutes, Steiny and Gill, and it was just straight talking the whole time, back and forth, just talking sports and, you know, all kind of sports and what's going on with the Giants, what's going on with Clay, the Warriors, the Niners, everything with that, River Islands as well. So a lot of talking, and we were hungry. So you know what your boy did?
Here we go.
And I'll wear it.
Taco Bell?
We got back, and I was starving. I hadn't eaten anything Chick-fil-A. All day. Nope, I stopped by the Chipotle, got me a burrito bowl. I did. It's the first time I had Chipotle in probably 8 years.
I had Chipotle one time when I was with a work buddy years back. He's like, we're going to go to a good burrito spot, Chipotle. And you know me. I mean, I grew up one block off Mission Street. We're not going. Like, I just don't. One time in my life,
it wasn't bad.
One time.
It wasn't bad yesterday, but your boy was starving.
I don't hate on those who like it. I'm not hating
on them either. I mean, when you grow up in San Francisco, you look at Chipotle, it's like, all right, come on.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not knocking Chipotle, but grew up in San Francisco, all right? So, but your boy was starving so bad, I was like, and then I think I saw one of your boys.
Which one?
Do you have a friend who drives a drop top 50?
Got 5.0? A couple buddies.
Redhead.
Redhead? Was it Joycey?
Maybe it's Joycey.
Blonde.
He's, no, I think he was at your dad's funeral.
Oh, okay.
Redhead, kind of, I don't know. Anyway, somebody yells like, Bonte! I've been looking for you. What up, buddy? He's in the drop top 5.0. I just threw up the piece. I was like, hey, I thought it was one of your friends.
Got a lot of buddies.
A lot of buddies. Anyway, so the River Islands guest line today, we got a stacked one. Dave Fleming, 720, live from D.C. as the Giants trying to win a series. Herm Edwards, Brad Ayuk's college coach. It's been all over the situation. We'll talk to Herm Edwards at 8 o'clock. And, of course, Jake Peavy. World Series champ at 9:20 as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. You brought up the juice at practice, the lack of juice, the lack of energy.
Because Mayoko brought it up.
You know what? I was thinking about, because I was first day of practice. I was like, all right, there's no fans here. There's no music. But you know what? Now it makes sense. Think about who's off the field and who brings juice to practice all the time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Greenlaw.
Yeah.
You're missing Dre Greenlaw in practice.
Trent. Who's a vibes guy?
Vibes guy. Big time vibes guy.
Yeah.
But I think about Dre Greenlaw where...
That's a good point.
You know, we were at practice last season.
He does intensify it.
And we're like, Dre, we need you to hit the head, because nah, man, it's too early. Nah, and he came over and dapped us all up.
Yeah.
And then what did he do that next play? He stuffed Chris McCaffrey in the hole. And it was like, Dre, you don't have pads on. I thought you were like taking a step back here without pads or whatnot. So when you're missing a juice guy like that, you don't have Eric Armstead back on his team.
That's true.
And even though Eric Armstead may be a little quiet, he meant something to that defensive line in that locker room.
And Ayuk and Fred Warner mixed it up multiple years in a row. And Ayuk is a guy that competes really hard at practice. And I'm not saying guys weren't practicing hard. What I'm saying is it just didn't have that same electricity of years past. Mm-hmm. And maybe to your point, like no fans is an element. Certain players missing. It just felt a little mundane, which was surprising to me considering how important this season is.
Mm-hmm. No, it does. It does at all. So the Dre Greenlaw injury, I think that lack of juice. You got D Winters trying to win a job. He's probably a little more on the quiet side. Fred Warner was speaking yesterday. He was talking about how the defensive line, all four guys are all quiet. He goes, it's the quietest defensive line they've had, but they're monsters and they have a lot of depth. So not having Armstead, you don't have that juice right there. Leonard Floyd is new to the team, so he's probably not going to speak up. Bosa's naturally a quiet guy. He's going to lead by example. I wonder where George Kittle's at, because he usually brings juice to the practice field.
But he's a guy that is, not that he doesn't practice, they just, as a veteran and as established as he is, he comes sometimes can work, like he'll work off to the side by himself every now and then. Like he gets those veteran days, and Trent does too,
right?
CMC does too. Like that's the other thing, like CMC does not do a whole lot in a lot of these practices.
Exactly.
And so like guys like him never really pop at practice. Like Kittle, I've always thought, like at least the last 4 years, like God, Kittle doesn't do a lot of practice, but game day, he's awesome. So, you know, he's in his own category. It's just, when Maiocco, who's been covering the team for 25 years, kind of says like, it's just been, not that it's down, not that it's left. It just doesn't have the same electricity that it's had in years past. I'm saying to myself, okay, that can be a good thing, but it can also, I don't know. Maybe it is something.
Well, the doldrums of knowing that Ayuk's not there, and the players know, Bosa's tone where he said, you know, losing Ayuk will be a big loss. The players know that. We may not be as good as we think we are without Brandon Ayuk. The players are kind of telling you that. So you don't have that juice. And again, when you're missing Dre Greenlaw, like I think about Dre Greenlaw, tone setters in practice. Dre Greenlaw always practice. And he's flying around. Flying around. And you can't help but notice him. That is a problem. Then you got a lot of youngsters who are trying to set, you know, trying to find their way on this football team. But Ricky Pearsall's not going to speak up. Trent Taylor's back, but he doesn't know his place on his team. Ronnie Bell doesn't know his place on his team. Danny Gray's off on the injury. He's off on the side field. He doesn't speak up a lot.
Hufanga's on the sideline.
Hufanga's on the sideline.
He's another guy who's very animated.
Yep.
Now, I'll give it, from all reports, George Odom is having a great camp.
Right?
Like, I didn't have that in my cards. But again, George Odom, more of a special teams player, a little more calm. He's not one of the juice guys.
And maybe it's just the doldrums of losing two Super Bowls. And losing a Super Bowl in a way where you're like, boy, we got to start back from ground zero and build this back up and try to get to a place that's so hard to get to. By the way, Erdy Chavez, shout out to Erdy Chavez on YouTube, said it takes about 1 hour and 8 minutes to get to Sactown Sports from Lathrop. So, no, I will not be taking the $80,000 from Sacramento.
You know, are you familiar with Greek mythology at all?
A little. I used to be into it. I'm not fascinated by it. Not anymore.
You dabble in it a little bit?
No, I as a kid and in high school, I loved it. But I've just, you know, 25 years ago.
You got to Google it.
I'm all in a sports, man. The Greek mythology, like, it's a myth, right?
Possibly.
Are you familiar with Atlas?
Yeah, I've heard about Atlas.
You know, you gotta basically shoulder the entire boulder,
right.
You know, of the world and continue to kind of go up the hill and all that. Like, I do feel like there's an Atlas feel to the 49ers. Every year you don't win it all. And you've talked about this in other sports where you have this window. You've seen the Boston Celtics kind of go through this.
Yep.
You know, the heavier the expectations and then the heavier the disappointment, and all, it just weighs on you and weighs on you and weighs on you. And yeah, look, you can break through, but each year that you don't, I think it becomes infinitely more difficult. And I look at like Patrick Mahomes winning early, that first one.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. Almost feels like it's come, it's not, but it feels like it's become easier and like the floodgates open up. And I think a lot, I always think about it's like, had Brady not won that first one, what does he end up being?
Exactly.
Right? And so the weight of not winning, it just continues to fester and fester and fester. And to your point, like, I do think that there's not a cloud, it's just, it's tough to get back up in August when you just lost in February.
What happens with the Buffalo Bills if they beat the New York Giants in Super Bowl 25? You know what I'm saying? What happens if they do that? And the Niners, and you know what's funny? You bring up Patrick Mahomes. Emmanuel Moseley got hurt again with the Detroit Lions, and it sucks. He's got a torn pec. Might be out for the season. 3rd and 15, I kept thinking about when I saw that report. 3rd and 15, Miami. If that play turns out differently and the Kansas City Chiefs ends up punting that football, the course of history's changed. The way we think about Jimmy Garoppolo, the way we think about Shanahan, the way we think about the 49ers, the way we think about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, the course of NFL history is changed if you force a punt on 3rd and 15. I'm sorry, Emmanuel Moseley got hurt yesterday, and I thought about it. It was like, damn, he makes a play on 3rd and 15, or if Jimmy Ward doesn't go to that play changed the course of NFL history.
In my mind, I could think of four images over the last few years. The Niners as a team after the interception, all in the end zone, posing with the screenshot of what the score is against that Kansas City team. That's one image.
Yep.
The other one is Jaquaski Tartt on the ground.
Yep. L.A.
The other one is on the sideline where Brock can't even throw the ball. Yeah.
He's got to get Tommy John. He's got a torn elbow. I'm like, what are you talking about?
And then the lasting image from this last one is Ayuk standing alone in the end zone.
Wow.
In overtime.
Wow.
Where he's just got his hands on his hips. These images are just, they're going to haunt me forever.
Yeah, they're going to haunt, especially if they don't win a Super Bowl with this core. More coming up here on the Morning Rush. We got a big guest list here. Giants, Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. You guys get one in yesterday? You guys get one
in? I was overwhelmed.
All right. Maybe they get one in today. That's what's coming up, brought to you by. That's what's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
I'm not a GM, even though I'd love to be one.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Love you some Harlem Heat. And the Heat's turning up down in Santa Clara. What are you doing with Brandon Ayuk? By the way, we haven't even mentioned Trent Williams. He's out in East Texas chilling. We're going to Tennessee Saturday to play week one of the preseason. And without Big Trent, I'm saying, hey, Brock Purdy, only work you're going to get is in scrimmages where I know the team can't hit you. That's the only work you're going to get. You're not playing in the game, and we're not going to risk you getting hit because Jalen Moore is out there playing left tackle or whatnot. So the 49ers, man, they got some things to do. But what do you do about Brandon Ayuk, fans? 888-957-9570. Shasky, the segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Yesterday's show was just wild. It's just absolutely wild. Wild. It was one of the ones for the Morning Roast. This is one I will never, ever forget. But where are we at now today? Because, you know, we jumped the gun with the breaking news sounder. It's not my guy's fault. Matt DeHeagle was on him. Andrew Filippone's been all over it. But it was a report, and he said the contract and the details are getting ironed out. And then Jordan Schultz said, yeah, there's nothing happening quite yet. So he's still a member of the 49ers. And I think you and I both agree. We want Brandon Ayuk to be a 49er. So at this point, Pittsburgh has nothing they can give us, right? They're not going to give up a first-round pick. They're not going to give up multiple first-round picks. They're not going to give up a first and a second, right? That's too much compensation. So if they're not going to give me what I want, I'm holding on to Brandon Ayuk, and I'm daring him to try not to play this season. You sure you don't want to play week one against the New York Jets? You sure you don't want to play on Monday Night Football and get introduced to the crowd at Levi's Stadium wearing that number 11? You sure you don't want to go up against Sauce Gardner? I will call his bluff. I'm not trading Brandon Ayuk right now. I think Ricky Pearsall's out with dinged up again with a shoulder injury. And Debo's already, listen to Debo, Shasky. He's like, it's weird not having Ayuk out there.
You know, it's kind of weird, for sure. I remember last year when we played the Giants, I had went to him. I was like, bro, I never knew how weird it was for you not to be on the field at the same time. And, you know, the time that I was out and he was out there by himself, and it was just like, I kind of see what you feel like. Kind of feel awkward with, you know, being with somebody out there for 4 years straight or whatever. Business is business, and you know how it goes.
Business is business, Shasky.
Here's the issue with playing hardball. It sounds great, but we don't understand what the ramifications are, right?
Yep.
So there might be a feeling amongst other, again, I'm speculating. Right. I meant this on the front end, but there might be a sentiment from other people like, well, wait a minute, like, this is how you treat players who have, you know, that you think are very, very, very good players that you say you want to, you know, keep long term. Mm-hmm. This is how it goes. Like, that could ride. He could be a malcontent. Like, right. We don't know. Look, Antonio Brown is clearly a just whack job, completely right. Insane. Yep. But the wide receiver position, as a byproduct of the way it's set up, feels like it creates more malcontents than maybe mm-hmm. any other position in that sport.
Right.
And Ayuk has been nothing but professional his entire career. I also saw Terrell Owens, you know, start off as a yes sir, yes ma'am kind of a person in all of his press conferences, and then he evolved over time. We watched Colin Kaepernick evolve mm-hmm. over time. So who's to say that Brandon Ayuk remains the same, evolves, who knows?
Right.
But maybe he's a malcontent, and maybe that seeps over to other people. Right. I'm not saying, like, I don't even like saying that out loud because I don't think it's fair, because his track record is spotless.
Mm-hmm.
But you just never know. You never know right. what it, introducing this to the sidelines, the locker room, how that seeps in. All right, let's play this out. He goes a month, and instead of getting his typical 8-9 targets, he's getting 3 or 4 targets. He's only seeing 41% of the right. snaps as opposed to, you know, 85% of the snaps. How does he react? You know, they're phasing in the young players, and right. now he's in a contract walk year. You know, you're playing with his money. It sounds great. I would like them to do it. In Madden, I know it works. I just think the practicality of it, of the logistics of going through it every day, yeah. it's a little different.
It might be a little different.
I'm being too big of a hater.
No, it's not being a hater. It's just trying to look at the situation. You have to look at the situation if you do bring them back. But I think Brandon Ayuk, and I think this locker room, this is where I trust the locker room, with guys like Fred Warner, with guys like Debo, with guys like Brock Purdy, with guys like Christian McCaffrey, that once it's time to play football, and if you do keep him on his team and he doesn't have his deal and he's playing on a $14, $15 million, and obviously he's not going to be happy about that, but I do think he'll be able to compartmentalize, okay, they didn't pay me, I'm going to go out there and try to prove it to them, and if I don't get the targets, it is what it is, I'm just crossing out the calendar. Another day passes by to where I can get closer and closer to free agency. But I do think once he puts that helmet on in the regular season, that Bia go out there and be a total professional. And then he'll do what he's got to do to help this team win football games. Because at the end of the day, I do believe that Brandon Ayuk wants to win football games.
Yeah.
He wants to win at a high level. I saw his body language out there at Super Bowl. That didn't look like a kid that was just all about his money. That guy was distraught losing the biggest game of his life. When you lose a Super Bowl, sure. We remember Nick Bosa his rookie year when they lost in Miami. He was sobbing left and right. Debo Samuel, hell, I remember Frank Gore walking off the field in New Orleans when the confetti's coming down from Baltimore, and Frank Gore is tearing up left and right. So I hear what you're saying. I understand it completely. It could become a factor. So, now, I think that becomes a factor if you're losing games.
For sure.
If you're winning,
for sure.
Okay, he could be able to check that. But if you're losing and you're only getting 4 to 5 targets, and you're messing with my value and my numbers, then we got a problem.
And I'm recklessly speculating there, because you have to. But this is what a front office is doing: is they're playing out these scenarios. This goes back to KYP, right? Yep. Know your personnel. They know him obviously much more than I do. But players do evolve and they mature, and their personalities change over time. Some stay the same, some change. And so I don't know. Like, I don't know how that would work. I do know this, that if I was the quarterback, right, and let's say I'm Brock Purdy, the beauty of this system is I'm never really like exactly told who to throw to on any given play because we have such a balanced offense. I do think when you have a high-priced wide receiver who's an apex player, there is a tendency to like tunnel vision, look that guy down the road. Mm-hmm. But the same can be said about a guy like, hey, I know BA needs to get looks because if he doesn't, he's going to get frustrated. And like, it just, I don't need any of that.
Well,
like,
I don't need that. But you... I don't think that would happen because BA's a damn good player.
Well, I don't want to lose him.
And
you know what I mean?
I hear you.
I don't want to lose him.
And like, I don't think he'll force it. I think Brock's going to do what Brock does, and he's going to do what's best for the offense. But I think Brock realizes BA's a damn good player. You want to get him involved in the game plan anyway. He's a tough white wide receiver. But like, obviously, the Pittsburgh Steelers stink that. The Patriots stink that. Now, listen to Ross Tucker. And he was talking about, you know, thank God the Patriots to do that. Why would they do that? Well, you could just draft a wide receiver. Patriots haven't drafted a good wide receiver since 2002. Like, it sounds, it's easier said than done, right? Everybody says, well, there's receivers coming out left and right. There's receivers coming out left and right. As good as the receiver class has been, there's a lot of bust in these receiver classes.
Well, let's just go position by position. Forget receiver for just a second. When the Niners tried to replace Deshaun Golson with Eric Reed, I thought it went okay.
It did.
I think he was one-time Pro Bowler. I could be wrong.
He had a really good rookie season.
No, but
he was solid.
But I think looking back, like, it didn't go as well as they wanted, right? And even then, he was solid.
Coaching staff changes, regime changes. And remember, they tried to play him at middle linebacker
in
2016 against the Dallas Cowboys. It was an absolute train wreck.
I like Eric Reed as a player. Yeah. I actually like him
as a person.
But they tried to do that, right? They tried to do that at D tackle, and we all know how that went.
Yep.
Right, that was very difficult. They tried to do that at quarterback with Trey Lance. How'd that work out?
It didn't work out.
You're trying to replace Jimmy Garoppolo with Trey Lance. Now, to their credit, they did it with Laken Tomlinson. They had Laken Tomlinson in the fold, and they drafted Aaron Banks to be his replacement, but they gave him a redshirt year.
Yep.
Right? So, like, that's, to me, that matters. Like, having that redshirt year and then, like, setting him up for success, and Banks has been really good. Now, we'll see if they end up paying him. To your point, it sounds easier than it looks.
Right.
And I look at the Ricky Pearsall situation, and I'm like, look, I think Ricky Pearsall will be fine next year. I don't know if I want him being my starter day one. And I don't think you drafted him in April to be your starter day one.
Well, just look at the Niners' history. Going back to T.O. T.O.'s a third-round pick.
Yeah.
Third-round pick.
Tennessee Chattanooga.
Yep. J.J. Stokes was a first-round pick, and I remember J.J. Stokes at UCLA.
Traded up.
He was a monster at UCLA. Never quite panned out in the pros. Mm-hmm. We talked about Rashawn Woods at Oklahoma State. And it's just, that was just the beginning. A.J. Jenkins, first round. We all remember that pick. There's a lot. Michael Crabtree, first-round pick. Had a great year, a couple seasons.
One great year.
Decent year, towards Achilles. But that was that.
I know.
That was that. It is really hard. Like, we keep saying, oh, man, you can go get this player. Receivers come a dime a dozen. Do they really? Like, you can pop here and there, and they'll pop here and there, but it's really, really hard. So for people to just say, well, you could just draft another receiver. Receivers are rich. Well, there's adjustment. What about the system? What college system are you playing in? Are you playing in a spread system? Are you just running bubble routes? Are you just running go routes? Are you just running comeback routes? Can you run crossers? Can you run block? There are so many complexities to the pro game as compared to the college game. It's a tough adjustment for a lot of these guys. And look, Ricky Pearsall, from what I'm hearing, can beat man coverage here and there.
Yeah.
But how physically can he hold up physically in this league?
We'll see.
Now, you play in the SEC.
We'll see.
And the SEC is as close to the NFL as you'll get in college football. But obviously, he's getting nicked up early in camp. And it's like, can you really count on Ricky Pearsall? I know he's a first-round pick. But boy, I don't know.
Monte, they tried to do the same thing. They had Trent Brown in it on the roster. They traded Trent Brown away. And they tried to draft his replacement in
Mike McGlinchey.
I always thought McGlinchey underwhelmed.
He did.
He ended up being basically a four-year starter for you, or five-year starter, and he walked in free agency. Still one of the craziest contracts I've ever seen.
Right.
$50 million guaranteed from the Broncos. But, like, they're still chasing right tackle.
Right.
Colton McKivitz, like, it's fine, you know, for 1 year, but I think a lot of people would say, like, yeah, if they can upgrade right tackle, boy, they've been chasing that since Trent Brown.
Since Trent Brown, no doubt about it.
So, to your point, I think it's really hard to just draft and replace a position.
And then when you develop somebody,
it's hard in general.
It really is. But when you finally pop on one, and Debo Samuel, I see the 510 here in the Xfinity Mobile text line. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. When you do finally get a receiver to pop, like Debo and then Brandon Ayuk, it makes up for drafting Dante Pettis in the second round. It makes up for waiting on Jalen Hurd to get healthy. It makes up for Danny Gray not contributing nothing.
That's
a sunken cost. I mean, Danny Gray can't even get on the damn field.
And you took Ronnie Bell last year, even though it was late. It was very late. You took Ronnie Bell. Like, they've been taking a lot of receivers, man.
And we'll see about him. Let's go to Nate in Virginia. Nate, what's happening? Good morning, Nate. You're on the roast.
What's up, guys? I just wanted to get a quick quick opinion on what's the odds that you think Lynch will come back and say, hey, obviously, B.A., you want to go somewhere to win, you want money, can we meet at like 29? Because at this point, he's the best wide receiver on our team. I mean, I love Debo, but he's a gadget guy, right? He don't run the route tree. Ricky Purcell, we don't know yet, right? And I don't trust his organization in first-round draft picks, early or late.
Yeah. What else you got, Nate? You want to keep B.A.? You want to keep B.A., right?
I want to keep – we need to. I mean, other than the Amari Cooper deal, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, Amari Cooper fits the system. He doesn't fit the system exactly, but he's a good wide receiver. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And we look at the rest of the wide receiver depth chart. Like I said, Debo, he's a wide back, right? He's a gadget player. He's special. He does different things. He's hard to replace. But he doesn't run the route tree.
Right.
Well,
The money things. Let me ask you real quick before you move on, Shasky. I keep hearing B.A. wants this and B.A. wants that. Do we know for sure what he wants?
We don't even know exactly what New England offered, because I saw some reports saying 28.5.
Yep.
And I saw other reports that said 32.5.
Right.
It's a big difference.
And the Niners.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.